My name is Jaz Sandhu. I'm from the interoperability team. I'm a developer evangelist. The first person I'd like to introduce is Anders Wendt and Magnus Mortensen. And they're both here from Microsoft Sweden and Diversify. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a really beautiful room, and there's an old antique thing on the back there.
Yeah, his house was built in 1534.
Wow.
Where we have our office.
So, guys, introduce yourselves. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Anders Wendt. I'm from Microsoft Sweden. I work with helping open source communities in their journey to the cloud.
Excellent.
And I'm a traditional consultant. I work with Diversify, a consultancy firm, and we do work getting people to Azure, basically.
Fabulous. So how have you both worked together in the recent time, and what are your common interests along the lines of what you've been talking about?
Yeah, I believe we connected very well. I mean, we have a joint interest in helping software companies, service providers in their tasks and challenges in getting into the cloud.
Great. And how about you?
Well, it's the same, actually. I mean, if Microsoft can't do all of the business on their own, so they have to rely on partners, and we're a Microsoft partner, and our end goal is to get people to the cloud and to help businesses who want to transition to the cloud or migrate to the cloud or whatever you want to call it.
Excellent. So I'm from the interop team, and I work with open source, and Anders, you mentioned that, and now Magnus, you're working with the folks in that world.
Yes.
So how do you work with open source? How do you work with, you know, things that are using heterogeneous, multiple different languages and technologies?
So here's the thing. Being an architect today, obviously it means that you've got to get the right tools to do the job. And we're working now using a graph database, which is based in Java, and we want to put that on Azure. And we have to be able to do that and just use any open source tool or any tool that does what we need to do. That's the thing we're going to bring in and use. And so right now we're doing these things. And fortunately, what we see is that they deploy very well to Azure. That's our experience right now. Of course, there are issues and some difficulties, and we got to tweak a little there and screw in a little bolt there and do some things to get them running. But it works very well.
So I'm just going to ask you a question about a recent thing that you have done.
Yep.
How difficult was it to get some of the open source things that you've been working on up onto Azure?
Well, there are challenges. I mean, if it runs on a Windows server, it runs on Azure. But running it on Azure is not the same as running it well. There are a bunch of things you need to think about, statelessness and stuff like that, that you have to address and you have to know about. And that's where a consultant, Azure consultant, comes into play and can help you with that, like knows the pitfalls and that kind of experience. And from moving things to Azure it's not a slippery slope, but it's kind of easy to get things to run. And then if you want to get analyze more to get them performant and stuff. I don't know if that helps.
Oh, that's perfect. And do you want to add anything, Anders?
No, I mean, you're right on it, right? So I meet open source communities. I use examples like what Magnus is working on to give proof points. What's happening? What are people doing? What are the patterns? And so forth. In the end, we all want to make a better, greater consumer experience. So that's what I want to bring in as well.
Well, excellent. Yeah. So, Anders, I know you have to leave us soon and go back to Stockholm, which is what? How many miles away is this?
It's an hour flight.
An hour flight. Yeah. That's excellent. Yeah. Well, so thank you very much, guys, for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah.
And I'm here in sunny Malmo, Sweden, in the offices of Diversify, a very unique building. Guys, why don't you introduce yourselves and your companies?
Yeah, I'm Peter. I'm one of the founders of Neo Technology. I have been involved in mostly Java-based open source projects for the last 10 years, like four or five projects I've started. And lately, we are mostly dealing with Neo4j, the graph database, which we will talk about later.
Oh, okay.
My name is Michael Kostet, and I'm a .NET developer at Diversify in Malmö. And I'm focusing on Azure at the moment.
So, excellent. So can you please tell us, Peter, a little bit about Neo4j. It's a Java project, isn't it?
Yes, strangely enough it is. Not so strange for our part of the world, but Neo4j is a graph database, so what we are trying to do is to provide a way to model information, complex information, in an easy way in a graph form, and then provide fast and efficient ways to traverse and query that data, which normally is very, very heavy querying in relational databases involving lots of joins and stuff.
So graphing and visualizing and all that is some of the things?
No, absolutely not. Like graph as opposed to charts, what we are trying to do is to do like networks of information, the interlinking of information as data is like unstructured.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. So Michael, how did you learn about Peter and Neo Technologies and start a project working with that on Windows Azure? Neo4j on Azure, guys.
Actually, we came across a former colleague of mine who actually knows my current client, and he suggested using a graph database for that solution, and hence he works at Neo Technologies at the moment. So
it worked out.
Yeah.
So this was like a match make that just sort of happened.
Yeah.
Wow. So how did you start, thinking about the steps you needed to take an open source project, Neo4j, and run it on Windows Azure?
Well, firstly, we have a number of clients and customers and users that run their projects from .NET, which is a very popular platform even for Java-based databases, and of course they want to use their preferred hosting platform, Azure, for even like the Neo4j part of things. The other is that we see that Azure is one of the more consistent and interesting approaches to platform as a service. There's a few others out there, but we believe that Microsoft will play a major role in providing high quality services for cloud-based applications. So that's an interesting approach for us. And then technical-wise, there's a lot of cool stuff that can be done and that is more powerful than a plain Windows deployment. So there's a lot of stuff that is interesting with Azure, even for us from Java world.
And Michael, you've been working with Windows Azure for a little bit,
yeah.
Right? So getting Neo4j to run on Azure, Java to run on Azure, any big challenges?
We got some issues with the deployment, but all this up and running now, so. And we got authorization and stuff, but we're up and running. So
fairly technically straightforward, just from. But you had to do some technical work at the time, right?
Yeah.
And we're trying to help you with the tooling to get there.
Yeah. So it's mostly a configuration.
Okay. All right.
Up until now.
That's excellent. Excellent. So what's next for the project, actually?
What we are doing right now is to come up not only to a single instance deployment of Neo4j, but actually make the whole high availability story that Neo4j has run on Azure. To start with, unmodified, using Java, cluster collaboration daemons like Zookeeper and other like Hadoop technologies and NoSQL stuff. Also, we are adding in now Neo4j Spatial, which is highly interesting for that project and will give us deep GIS spatial querying and topology querying for the domain graph that Michael's working with.
Excellent. Michael, anything to add to that?
No, we're using their REST API.
Okay.
And I'm actually... been doing some work to get the indexing working in .NET.
Wow.
A .NET binding to wrap the REST API. So that's what I've been working at and am working at the moment. So I'm going to take a look at some new geospatial stuff.
That's excellent. Wow. Anything else? No?
No, we are so far like really pleased with the support from the Microsoft teams. It seems there's a lot of awareness on the necessity and the possibility of deploying Java-based apps on Azure, which is a pleasure to work with.
Excellent, and we're very grateful that you're doing all of this. So interop-wise and open source, are we working out? Is it working out for you so far?
So far, it's working out great. There is, of course, always the issue of tooling on the non-Microsoft part. What I would love to see is to be able to write these solutions and write the deployment solutions and so on as recipes, both running like in Azure and from outside, from say like a Java-based world or a Ruby-based world, like be able to use like Capistrano or whatever to pull these things up there.
Wow, that's a lot. So hopefully we can help you get there, and I'm sure please look out for more documentation, blogs, progress reports of how we're getting there. So I'm so excited, and great shout out to all our friends from Microsoft Sweden, to the Neo Technologies team, to Diversify, and your extended team of Java and .NET experts. I'm so excited, and I want to thank you for taking the time today to join me, and good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll be back with progress reports here.
Signing off. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.